Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment. Checking in on the Beef Checkoff, join us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, let's talk about the latest on the video views.
Absolutely. Oklahoma Beef Checkoff dollars helped drive more than 14 million video views in 2021 on YouTube. A video view is a little like a TV commercial, but even better because we can laser target consumers and we only pay if they watch the video. Our efforts included a 10-month campaign in Oklahoma focused in on sharing the story of beef sustainability while busting myths at the same time. And finally, from the holidays to summer grilling, we shared inspiring beef videos working to encourage more beef purchasing. The cost per consumer view was only 2 cents per view. Additionally, in 2021, the Oklahoma Beef Council helped fund two regional advertising initiatives in the Southeast U.S. representing 71 million consumers and the Western states representing 65 million consumers.
Thanks, Heather. And you can learn more about how your beef checkoff is working hard for you by going to oklabeef.org. Click on Cattleman's Corner.
What a day for the cattle in hog futures. We ended up lower, 22 lower on February lives at 138.32. The April's down 17 at 143.17. June's down 10 at 138.37. And August lives down 27 cents here at 137.47. Despite the box beef just continuing to ratchet higher, the live cattle really haven't had any luck whatsoever and just pretty much stayed the same here at 137 for what seems like an eternity at this point. Overall, though, the market, again, just steady. Feeder cattle, 22 lower in January, 161.17. The index yesterday was 161.36. The March feeder, 67 lower, 164.95. April's down 52 at 169.52. This time of year, you know, we start to really get the wheat pasture either up or not up. This year, it's not being very good, at least in western parts of the wheat belt. The drought has caused pretty significant damage, and so I've heard a lot of conversations about what people are going to do. Are they going to try to drag it out? Are they going to keep feeding, et cetera? Typically, you get a sell-off from about this period of time all the way through March 15th when the wheat pasture cattle go to market. Those time frames are probably going to be a little bit different due to this drought.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
You probably know Stillwater Milling as Oklahoma's trusted source of animal feed for over 130 years. You might not know Stillwater Milling's agri-centers carry a wide variety of products to help you get the work done all around your property. Lawn and garden, pet supplies, animal health, pasture supplies, and so much more. Come see us at one of our four Stillwater Mills agri-centers or visit us online at stillwatermill.com.
The news on flavored e-cigs talks a lot about technology and teen use. But parents need to know more about the dangers of nicotine. So know this. 1. Nicotine is a toxic poison that can rewire teens' brains. 2. It can increase mood swings. 3. It can limit attention and learning. So even when it tastes like candy, nicotine is brain poison. Go to stopswithme.com for more. A program of TSET.
Well, the grain markets ended up mixed here. We had corn actually a little bit lower, steady to 2 cents lower. The March corn is going to settle up a half at 6.11. May's down a quarter at 6.10 3/4. July down 3/4 at 6.06. But the first 3 months are above $6 here. Soybeans were the strongest of contracts. The first 3 months over 30 cents higher, with March up 34.5 at 14.25 3/4. May up 33 3/4 at 14.34 3/4. Talk that the Chinese might be in here buying grain. That was yesterday. That was a rumor, and then follow through today. Some continuation of that talk. Now and then, the wheat futures pretty stagnant today. Actually, closed lower. The July Kansas City wheat is going to close at 801.5, down 4 cents. Minneapolis wheat was green. It was up 4 to 5 cents. Chicago wheat down 5 to 6. So disappointing. Exports normally on Thursday are delayed until tomorrow. Also talked that as we get into the new year, these hedge funds rebalancing and then adding commodities to offset some of that inflation risk. And that's very, very real at this point. Currently, Dow Jones up about 150. The S&P's up 17.25 points.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.